In the middle over here of this piece, Lekut Halachas Pesach Halacha Beis, we're up to where it says, I don't know exactly where it is in your prints, where it says V'zehu Shabashvuas Mitzvah Lavishtei Alechem. It's on page. The prints are pretty much all the same. It's on the left side of the left hand column of the first part of the page, probably, where it says V'zehu Shabashvuas Mitzvah Lavishtei Alechem Ebecham. It's somewhat towards the beginning, middle of Eis Aleph. We've been discussing up until now is Rav Nachman basically told us in Terechav Gimel and Terechav Dalet. I'll just recap them a little bit just because we didn't learn last week, and it's been some time since we did learn last week, but it's been some time since we did the actual turn Terechav Gimel, Terechav Dalet. Rav Nachman basically explained to us in Terechav Gimel and Terechav Dalet what the ideas of Simcha are. Rav Nachman explained to us in Terechav Gimel that the idea of Simcha is the Shlemus of Simcha, and again, we went over this last week, but just to chazer over quickly, the Shlemus of Simcha is not when I go ahead and I'm happy about what is taking place to me right now, and I ignore the parts of me that are not happy, which generally most of us, when we're happy, that's what we do. We try to focus on the good, and we ignore the parts that are bad. We ignore the parts that are not so great, and we'll focus on that which is taking place to me right now. I just spoke to somebody the other day who just lost his job, and he said he's going through, you know, a terrible, terrible time. He just lost his job, and so for Pesach, and a lot of things are falling apart, and I said, okay, but let's try to stop, and let's focus on, he just had a bunch of very, very good things happen to him, you know, in many different areas, in Ruchnis and Gashmis. Okay, so that's generally the way a person may mechazik himself in Simcha. Let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the Kudat Tovah. Let's focus on that which is good that's happening to me, and therefore I'll ignore the fact that I just lost my job, and I'm able to go ahead and focus on the good that's happening to us. So Nachman said that it's not the Shlemus of Simcha. The Shlemus of Simcha is I'm able to go ahead and I'm able to draw in all the parts of myself to be besimcha. And not only the parts of me that are naturally happy because of what's taking place to me right now am I going to be happy over, but I'm able to draw them into the circle, this ultimate circle of simcha, that every part of me is going to be able to be happy. Both the parts of me that are naturally happy and even the parts of me that would like to stand on the side, that would like to say, listen, you want to be happy? You can be happy. But those parts of the inner part of ourself say, we're going to stand to the side and let you be happy. We won't get in the way of the happiness, but we are not going to be happy. The real goal of simcha is to draw those parts in and to create the ultimate circle. Rav Nachman gave the mashal of a person who's dancing. People are dancing by a chasana, and there's one guy standing off to the side. He's in a grumpy mood. He's not interested in dancing. You schlep him into the circle, even though originally he doesn't want to, and when you pull him in, he's resisting, and he doesn't want to join the circle. Once you pull him in, once he joins the circle, slowly he's going to get into the dance, and he'll become part of the dance itself, so much so that even if you let go of his hand, and you let go of holding him into the circle, he's going to be dancing on his own already, because once he got schlepped in, he'll naturally begin to dance, he'll naturally begin to feel the simcha, and he'll be part of the simcha as well. And Rachman said the ultimate goal, the shlemus of simcha, is to get to that place, to get to the place where not just the good parts of me are happy, but I'm able to go ahead and draw in all of myself into the place of joy. Well, it's able to be kol atzmaisa tamar nashemi kamaicha. Every part of me is able to have the shlemus of simcha. When even the parts that are naturally yagan vanacha, v'nasu yagan vanacha, the yagan vanacha running away, I run after them, I bring them in, I draw them in, and I say, I'm not going to be partially happy. I want to be fully happy. I want to draw all of myself into the place. And we mentioned that's already part of what we'll see tonight. We mentioned already that's the idea of chitvenes hamatzes. The matzes has two aspects to it. Matzes on the one hand is lachem ayini. Matzes is halach ma'anya. Echalnu avasan ba'arid mitzrayim. Matzah reminds us of the slavery, of the terrible times that we had in Mitzrayim. At the same time, matzah zushan oichel mal shema, we eat the matzah because of the geula. Matzah represents the fact that we got out of Mitzrayim. The hispik b'tzeikav, the Banshim took us out, the yachalis mameya, the Banshim took us out, mamashin karefayin in a moment, the Banshim took us out. Matzah also reminds us of the idea of cheres. And the goal of eating the matzah is really to be able to draw in both parts of matzah together. Both the happy part of matzah, which is the geula part of matzah, and the naturally sad part of matzah, which reminds us about halach ma'anya, the idea is to draw all of them in to get to the shleimus of simcha. And that's why one of the chilukim, the very, very, very famously, Chaim Brisker writes in stencils between the Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim of Lel HaSeder and the Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim of the rest of the year, that even though there's a mitzvah of, you have to go ahead and call Yimei Chayecha to remember Zechi Tzias Mitzrayim, but Chaim writes, one of the chilukim is that Lel HaSeder, even though you have to remember it the same, we have to remember the other times of the year, but Lel HaSeder has an extra added benefit to it. You have to be Maschel B'Gnos U'Mesayim B'Shevach. You have to go ahead and begin with Tchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avay Seinu. You have to go ahead and begin with the parts of the Gnos, the parts that are Ra, and then get to U'Mesayim B'Shevach, Mashainkin during the rest of the year. The only part of the Tzias Mitzrayim that you have to go ahead and remember is the fact that we got out. You don't have to remember the Gnos, you don't have to remember the terrible times. All you have to remember is the fact that the Rav Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Lel HaSeder, and again we'll talk about this more now, the Lel HaSeder, the goal of Lel HaSeder is to draw in all parts of myself into a place of simcha. So in a regular day of the year, I'm only celebrating the gula. I'm only celebrating the fact that I got out of Mitzrayim. I'm celebrating the fact that I'm not in Mitzrayim anymore. That's the happy part. And I want to focus on the good times. I want to focus on the fact that I got freed from the slavery of Mitzrayim. But Lel HaSeder allows us, it affords us the extra opportunity to really be besimcha, to be able to go ahead and not just to be besimcha over the fact that we got out of Mitzrayim, but we're even able to be besimcha over the fact that we're in Mitzrayim. We're even able to say, Mascha B'Gnos, I'm drawing all parts of myself into the circle. I want to talk about the bad, the good, and the ugly. Magli. I want to talk about all parts of what took place in Mitzrayim, when I got out of Mitzrayim, the Yeroi Sarah Mitzrayim, all the parts of what took place during those 210 years of Shibut. I talk about them, I celebrate them, and I go ahead, and that becomes part of the Seder itself, because that's what the Leila Seder is. Leila Seder means, like Nachman writes in Terach of Gimel, drawing all parts of myself into the place of Simcha. I'm able to go ahead and be besimcha. I'm able to be mamash joyous over not just the Geula, not just the salvation, the Yeshua that I received, but also over the fact that it was in the Tzara as well. I'm able to go ahead and recognize that the Tzara was ultimately part of the Yeshua. The Tzara ultimately was necessary. It wasn't just the Baruch Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, but the fact that the Baruch Hashem put us in Mitzrayim is also part of the Yeshua, and a person is able to go ahead and able to have both of those aspects of matzah in a way that he's able to be happy over both of those aspects, and he's able to be happy both over the lechem oini, over halach ma'anya, and over matzah susha on oichlam shumba, on the fact that we got out of Mitzrayim. That's really what we said in Terech of Gimel. We explained that that's really the concept of matzah, is both aspects of matzah. That's obviously the idea of Hillel, that Hillel went ahead and made a kairach. Like we mentioned before, the kairach means to draw together both the idea of matzah, which is cheiris, together with the idea of mar, put them in one sandwich together. Hillel is Rosh Tevis HaReifel Shfur Elev. You draw all of it together, and you put it in one sandwich together, and you do a seba. You say, I'm going to lean when I'm eating the mar, I'm going to lean when I'm eating the kairach, I'm going to lean when I'm eating both parts of it, because it's not just I'm leaning when I'm eating the matzah. That's the first stage. Then I eat the mar, and I don't have a seba. Then I get to the place of kairach, where I draw both parts of them together, and I'm able to get to the ultimate state of cheiris, and I'm able to lean as I'm eating the bitterness of the mar. It's all able to be drawn into one beautiful sandwich, that sandwich that contains within it the mar, the bitterness, together with the geula, together with the matzah, with the cheiris. I'm able to draw both of them together, and I'm able to be ultimately really besimcha over that which took place. That's all of what we explained in Terech of Gimel and how it connects to matzah. Yeah?
How does someone reconcile and make happy and make do it with the bringing the tzaras to simcha? Why not just rejoice over now? It's simcha. Okay, so, the happy ending, very nice. But how do you get yourself in the beginning parts?
So fine. So we spoke, it's 100% a very good challenge, which means naturally, like you're saying, naturally I just want to focus on the good. The real goal, the real place of simcha is not just to focus on the good. The real place of simcha is to focus on the bad. And we mentioned a bunch of different ways to do this. First of all, in general, when a person finds himself struggling, let's say with ruchnius challenges that he had, and then he finds himself, okay, I had a good day. So as opposed to just celebrating the fact that I have a good day, Rav Nosson explained to us that if I can focus on the fact that I had a good day, and that good day is coming from the place of the cheshech that I went through, so I'm able to recognize that yisra na'or mena cheshech. I'm able to recognize that the aura that came out of that place of cheshech, that b'makam shebali tshuva oimdim ein tzedikim gemur mechelem lamoid, it allows me to celebrate the joy, not just over the fact that today was a good day, but today within the context of all of the evil that I've done, and all the chatam, and all the yiridis, and all the nefilis that I have today, is that much more celebrated because of the fact that it's coming on the heels of everything that I've been involved in over the past months, years, or whatever I'm involved in. Now I'm able to recognize the kiyisra na'or mena cheshech. The Zohar Kaddish says, Nachman brings this down on Torah Yud, that the Zohar Kaddish says that the greatest moment, the crowning moment, was not when Klai saw not Sanasa v'nishma, but when Yisra came along and said, Ka'ati yadati, ki'orali ki'ati yadati. He's able to recognize that the Rabban Shalom is the only real Rabban Shalom. The Zohar Kaddish says it brought a tremendous nachas ruach to Rabban Shalom. Why? Because there you have Yisra, like Rashi says, that went ahead, was even every and he's able to recognize the Gadlus of Hashem that brings a tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach. When a person finds himself far, and then he's able to make a step towards the Rabban Hashem, that brings a tremendous nachas ruach. So I can recognize that instead of just celebrating right now, I can celebrate right now within the context of everything that took place. And it's like this with the Tzara Gashmi also. Not just celebrating the Yeshua, but if we're able to look back in hindsight in a proper way, I'm able to recognize that not just the fact that I got out of the Tzara, but everything that I went through in my past life, everything that I've been part of in my past life is actually the greatest, was actually brought me to the moment that I'm here right now. It actually allowed me to grow in the way that I grow. So as opposed to being embarrassed of what took place in the past, I'm not embarrassed of it. If I care, it becomes part of my story, and it becomes something that a person can be proud of. Tzadik writes, Pel de Kazach, and the Kanas Hashem, I think. Tzadik talks about the idea of tshuva. Tzadik writes, you find more than any other love, I think, in the Torah, is you find the love of not going ahead and afflicting a ger, not telling a ger, not making fun of a ger, and not telling a ger that you remember who you used to be. You don't make fun of a ger. I think it's 50, I think over 50 times, I think it says in the Torah, you don't go ahead and not to go ahead and do an us devarim to a ger. Zaktib tzaddik, the same halacha would apply, and before like this in Chazal and Shulchan Aruch, the same halacha applies to Baal Tshuva. Somebody who goes ahead and he's a Baal Tshuva, the same halacha applies, you're not allowed to go ahead and make fun of him. Now you're Baal Tshuva, do you remember what used to be when you were off the derech? Do you remember what used to be before you became frum, before you knew about Yiddishkeit? You're not allowed to go ahead and do that as well. So fractib tzaddik, so why does the Torah not talk about that? The Torah talks about a ger, which is less likely than a Baal Tshuva, right? There's less ger than there are Baal Tshuva. There's a lot more Baal Tshuva, especially because we're all Baal Tshuva, but we've all done things in the past that we're not proud of. So why doesn't the Torah talk about the fact that we're not allowed to make fun of him. Well, tshuva just talks about a ger, again and again. Chazal extrapolate from there that obviously this includes a bal tshuva as well. So let's talk about a bal tshuva. Why does it only talk about a ger? Zakar tzaddik, because the Torah talks about only things that are 100% emes. Tzaddik says that in the emes lamitoy, once a person does tshuva, he should not be ashamed and embarrassed over where he's been in the past. That the real emes, and again, lav dafka, will a person be able to get to this madrega? And that's why Chazal said there's another devarim on about tshuva as well. But the Torah is talking about the highest madrega. And the highest madrega, once you've done tshuva, you shouldn't be embarrassed about anything you've done in the past. And if somebody reminds you about where you've been in the past, and again, it's not something to be proud of the averis that you've done, but if somebody reminds you about what you've done in the past and you've done a proper tshuva, for sure, a tshuva may have one is done. It's not like a schuyas. I'm not embarrassed of where I was. That's part of my journey. That's what got me to where I am today. Everything that I had, all the nefilas, all the yiridas, all the struggles, all the challenges, all the searching that I had is what brought me to the moment right now. So as opposed to just celebrating who I am right now, I'm able to celebrate that with the knowledge that all of that came because of everything that I've been through, all of that came because of all of the challenges that I've been through. And that's the real goal. Like Rabbi Nachman saying, if Simcha is not just the moment in front of me, but I'm able to recognize everything that took place previously, all got me to the moment that I'm here right now. The Kedushas Levi Taiches in the Pasuk, Oitcha Hashem, the simple title is Oitcha Hashem. I thank Hashem Kiani Sunny that he answered me. But the Hili Lishua, Zakti Kedushas Levi, a different title. Oitcha Hashem. I thank Hashem Kiani Sunny. And Sunny means the lashon of Inui, that he held back the Yeshua. Now, Vati Hili Lishua, Zakti Kedushas Levi, when I thank Hashem after I waited for Yeshua for a while, I'm not just thanking Hashem over the fact that I got a Yeshua. I'm also thanking Hashem for the fact that he held back the Yeshua. That all of the years that I waited for the Yeshua, I recognize that this is part of what I'm celebrating right now. Remember, I was by somebody's Kiddush that he made. He waited for a child for a while, for a few years, and he said this Kedushas Levi, and he said, I'm not just celebrating the fact that I had a baby after waiting, 5-6 years. I'm celebrating the fact that the Rabban Shem held it back for me, and now I'm able to appreciate the child. I'm able to appreciate the journey and the growth that he had with his wife and everything that took place over those years. He's now able to appreciate in a brand new light. Now again, when a person's in the tzar, it's very hard for a person to appreciate that. But the goal is that when I get to the moment of Simcha, I don't just appreciate the moment of Simcha. I'm able to go out and draw in all the parts of everything. Maschal b'gnus, Messiah b'shevach, I can draw all of that in. It's all part of the circle. I'm able to celebrate and enjoy and appreciate and celebrate mamash every part of my life, the tzara and the simcha that I'm in. And that's, again, Reb Nachman says in Terech of Gimel, that's the shlemus of simcha. A person can get, it's not always possible. Sometimes a person says, I can't do it. I can't, looking back on my past, it's too traumatic, it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's just going to trigger me, it's going to drag me down. I don't want to look at my past. I just want to go ahead and focus on the moment in front of me, and that's fine. That's also simcha. That's also important to have that simcha. But that's not the shlemus of simcha. The shlemus of simcha is when I can look not just at this moment in front of me, I can draw all of it in. Be able to dance, mamash, the dance that Reb Nachman talks about over there in Terech of Gimel, that all the parts of me are able to dance. And that's the goal, like we said, of Lela Seder, the goal is Masav Agnos Masayim B'Shevach, to draw all parts of myself into the circle, to be able to say, I'm not embarrassed about where I was in the past. I'm not upset about all the challenges and failures. If I care, I'm able to draw all of them in and be able to celebrate every part of myself when I go ahead and I'm sitting at Lela Seder. That's why there's a halacha that a person's bola mar, a person swallows the mar, la yatza. Bola matzah, if you swallow the matzah without tasting it, you're yatza. If you bola mar, la yatza. Why? Because a Lela Seder means you have to taste the mar. Why? Because if you don't taste the mar, that means you're not really able to celebrate the fact that you have the mar in your life. Okay, so I'm going to ignore the mar. But ignoring the mar means that you're not really celebrating it. Ignoring the mar means that as opposed to going ahead and drawing the mar into the simcha, I'm going to say I'm going to ignore the mar. That's not the avoid of Lala Seder. The avoid of Lala Seder is that I eat the bitterness. I taste the bitterness. I'm able to go ahead and taste the bitterness. Now, Rizal says, again, we mentioned this before already, but the Rizal says when a person eats the mar and chews the mar, is able to taste the bitterness, that's the greatest amtaka, the greatest sweetening of the dinam is able to take place. Dafka, when you chew on the mar, after you go ahead and you chew on the mar and you bite into the mar, that's when you're able to sweeten the mar. And mamela, the avoid of Lala Seder is not to swallow the mar, not to ignore the mar. I don't want to ignore the bad parts of what took place in the Shibud. I want to fakir it. I'm incorporating that into the story of the Lala Seder. I'm incorporating the maschal b'gnus, I'm incorporating the mar, I'm incorporating all the meriris, all the bitterness, all of the tzar, all of that's incorporated into the story of the Agada. And mamela, a person is able to get to the shlemus of simcha on the Lala Seder. That's really one chelik that we spoke about, and that's connected to Terech of Gimel. Terech of Dalid is the next story that we were learning. Terech of Dalid, Reb Nachman talks about the fact that all sicknesses are rooted in the idea of sadness, of atzvos, and all healing is rooted in the idea of simcha. And again, we've been discussing this already
physical sickness?
Both, yeah, physical and emotional. Obviously, emotional on a much higher level, but physical as well. Physical sickness, and again, this is proven, is many, many studies have proven about this. We spoke about clown doctors, we spoke about all these concepts before. This has been proven already by scientists, by doctors, that the a person's mood will have a tremendous effect on his physical health, not just obviously his emotional health, but a person's emotional well-being has a tremendous effect on the physical state of a person. During COVID, this is very, very clear. When people were stuck in the hospital without the capability to be able to see anybody, to be able to have any visitors, it had a tremendous, tremendous effect on people's physical health because they fell into a place of ultimate atzvos. They were sitting Pesach night by themselves, totally isolated. No nurses were able to come in. You talk to the people that were in the hospitals, and it was a very, very depressing stage. And it ultimately led people not just to be emotionally sad, but it led people to physically go down a path of, unfortunately, some people didn't make it out, some people made it out, but it led people down a very, very dark place because of the fact that emotionally people were in a dark place, and that led a person to the place of sickness. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman said that the goal of simcha brings a person to refuah. He explained that refuah is connected to the 10 pulses that pulsate throughout the body. Miller, Rabbi Nachman said that refuah is connected to simcha. We learned last week, again, we'll just recapping and adding, you know, in this medrash b'lechidish, adding a little bit. What we said last week is that Reb Nosson over here explained to us that Golas Mitzrayim is rooted in the idea of Atzvos, and Geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption of Mitzrayim, has to do with the idea of Simcha. Why? So Reb Nosson explained to us that the reason why Klai Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, according to the Arizal, has nothing to do with anything other than the Chet of Adam Rishon. It's all really, again, it was said to Avram Avinu by Brisbane Absarim, but it's all rooted back to the Chet of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was Pirish from Chava, his wife, for 130 years. Like the Gemara says, Kufla Amachani, he was Pirish, and there was an aspect of Pagama Bris, and because of that aspect of Pagama Bris, that aspect that took place during those 130 years, Adam Klal Yisrael had to go ahead, those Neshamas that were there, that were Noilad, you know, not in a full way, during this 130 years of Atzvos, that Adam Rishon was Ba'atzvos over the fact that Eif and the Eitz Adas Fevra, Adam Rishon, therefore Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim, which means the root of Golas Mitzrayim is rooted in the idea of Atzvos, Adam Rishon being Ba'atzvos, and then Klal Yisrael, Adam Rishon, the Klal of Adam Rishon is Be'etzvon Tekalecha, that he has to go ahead and he eats everything he eats. He's connected to the idea of Atzvos, he's connected to the idea of the Nachash, which is connected to the Ofer, everything is connected to the place of Atzvos. That's the Klal of Adam Rishon, that's the Klal of Golas Mitzrayim. And male, the idea of going down to Mitzrayim was the idea of Atzvos, and the way that Klai Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim was with the idea of Kibbe Simcha Seisayu. Klai Yisrael was able to have Simcha. Simcha got us out of Golas Mitzrayim. And the Melo, Zaktim Nasan, the idea of going ahead and eating matzah is like the Zohar Kodesh says. The Zohar Kodesh tells in Parsha Tzava that matzah is called the Michla de Asvasa. Matzah is the bread that heals a person. Zaktim Nasan, how does matzah heal a person? In what way does matzah heal a person? Zaktim Nasan, when a person is able to eat the matzah, and the matzah is able to be like the Zohar Kodesh says, Michla de Memnusa. It's able to be the bread of Amunah, the bread of not going ahead and eating the bread of Adam Arishan after the Chet, which is Be'atzvan Techalecha, that he's going to eat the bread, it's going to be Lechem of Atzvos, but a person's able to eat the bread, which is not Lechem Atzvos, but he's able to eat the bread of Simcha, the bread which is connected to the idea of Amunah, that itself will heal a person. And Memela Zaktim Nasan, the whole idea of Lela Seder, of eating the matzah, is the matzah gives a person refuah, the matzah allows a person to be able to be healed, and allows a person to be able to break Adam Mitzrayim, to be connected to the idea of Mechad Mamnusa, Mechad Asfasa, which is the healing bread, and all of that takes place during the Achilles Matzah. When a person eats the matzah, and Lela Seder, the Kavana is, I'm trying to ingest inside of myself the idea of Amuna, which leads to Simcha, Simcha leads to Refuah, and Memelo, the matzah itself has the capability to heal somebody. We mentioned the Maisa last week about how this can take place physically as well, but the matzah has the capability to be able to go ahead and heal a person when a person eats matzah in the proper way, eats matzah in the way of Amuna. Therefore, the whole Avoida of Lela Seder is to reach the place of Simcha, because we went down to Golas Mitzrayim because of Atzvos. We get out of Golas Mitzrayim with the way of Simcha. Klai Yisrael reaches the ultimate state of Simcha, Oz Yashu Moshe. That's the Nigin that takes place, like we mentioned last week, the Nigunim of Eretz Yisrael that came down to Mitzrayim, Kichem Zimris Haaretz. The Nigunim that take place when Klai Yisrael gets out of Mitzrayim, which is Oz Yashu Moshe. All of that is a Simcha that takes place when Klai Yisrael gets out of Mitzrayim, Kibbe Simcha Seitzeyu. Klal Yisrael is able to get out of Golas Mitzrayim with the inin of Simcha. Memela b'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam lirisis atzmi kilu hu yatzmi Mitzrayim. The avoid the zaktim nasan, doing that takes place dafka when a person goes out and eats matzah. When he eats the matzah in a proper way, and the matzah can go out and heal a person, that allows a person to be able to be healed physically, healed spiritually, healed emotionally, and that allows a person to memela get out of the place of Mitzrayim, get out of the meitzah. The meitzah locks a person in. Meitzah means the boundaries that lock a person in, don't allow a person to feel expansive. Simcha generally allows a person to have a spot. Simcha allows a person to be able to think big, to think wide, not to be stuck in a place of constriction, a place of tzimtzum. Simcha allows a person to be seitzeyu, to break out of the mitzarim, to break out of all the gvulim that a person's in. Amel va'avoida, like Reb Nosson said, of achila de kedusha, which takes place dafka and lela seder, is this avoida of going ahead and eating the matzah. The matzah can then, a person can ingest emunah, can ingest simcha. And if I understand that what the blood inside of me that runs throughout my body, which is rooted in the lave, and the lave is the place of simcha, goes ahead and causes me to yidev atzvas simcha. When I go ahead and eat the food and the food becomes the blood, I want to make sure that the food that I'm eating is food which brings me simcha. And through doing that, a person is then able to have the ultimate level of simcha, which allows a person to go ahead and get out of Mitzrayim. Arkan, again, a little bit of what we've been discussing last week. And now let's continue a little bit inside, where Rav Nosson goes ahead and ties us into the idea of Shavuos. Zakta Rav Nosson, v'zesha b'shavuos, again, somewhere in the middle of Isaiah, v'zesha b'shavuos, mitzvah l'havi shtei alachim mechametz daika. This is why we find that the shleimus, what takes place after Pesach, Pesach is just the beginning. Like the Ramban writes, Pesach is the beginning. All the days of Sfiras Omer are just like a cholamoid in between Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos is called Atzeres, similar to Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos is the end, the final stage of Pesach. And Memela Zok Rav Nosson, what takes place in Shavuos is a mitzvah to bring Shtei Alechem. And where do you bring the Shtei Alechem from? Mechametz Daika. Why? Ki bePesach b'shas Yisias Mitzrayim koydem matan Torah ba'oza dainoi k'tzas achiz v'sitra achra in Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim, it was the first level of Simcha. What's the first level of Simcha? Like we said, Nachum writes, the first level of Simcha and Torah of Gimel is I can be happy about what's taking place to me right now, what's in front of me, but I'm have to push the yogan and anacha, the sad parts of me, to the side. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? Bechipazim means you have to run out. Running out means you're not really ready to fully embrace the freedom. You don't really deserve the freedom, and therefore you have to run out. Running out means that I don't deserve it. Only according to that hour that they were there, that moment that they were there, they're able to be zeichet to get out of Mitzrayim. Alkein, asrichin levreichim, and yagam anacha. The pasuk says, when you're going ahead and not able to be fully besimcha, like we said, if you want to go ahead and have that beginning of the dance which is not the full dance, the way to do that is that any parts of you that are sad, any parts of you that are broken, you have to run away from them. Nasa yagam anacha, run away from those parts of you that are sad in order to go ahead and be happy. Focus on the good in order to be happy. Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim only as the first level of simcha. The first level of simcha means we couldn't be fully happy. We couldn't get to the shleimus of simcha. We wanted to get to the shleimus of Simcha, but we have to run out. Running out means that we're running away from something. What are we running away from? Running away from Mitzrayim. Running away from the parts of us that are still evil. The parts of us that are still connected to sadness, to yogad and anacha. The parts of us that are still broken. We need to run away from those parts of ourselves. And ultimately, they chase after us. Not just the physical Mitzrayim chase after us, but that idea of being stuck in Mitzrayim, it chases after us. Up until we get to the point of Kriyas Yam Sof, when we begin to finally experience real Geula, but the parts of us that are sad still begin to chase after us. Similar to what happens often when a person runs away from the parts of him that are sad, and he goes ahead and focuses on the parts that are good, it will last, but it will only last a few shah. Slowly, what's going to happen is then he's going to remember, but yeah, but I don't have a job. Oh, it's very good. I focus on all the good that took place in me this week, but I don't have a job. Right? So very nice. There's a lot of good, but what about the job? Right? So it slowly starts to creep back into a person's life, and it allows them to forget about that moment of Simcha. So if I haven't reached the shleimus of Simcha, it's good, and I'm able to be b'simcha, but the only way I'm able to be b'simcha is by running away from those parts of me that I'm not happy about. Running away from those parts of me that are still difficult and challenging. And therefore the Simcha only lasts kifisha. And therefore the Simcha of Lel Mitzrayim and the Milas of what takes place in Lel HaSeder is only kifisha. The Rizal is Mayrach, and this is going to bring down soon. The Rizal talks about that the Milas that Klai Yisrael gets on Lel HaSeder every single year only lasts for the Lel HaSeder. And then right after that, we go back to the place of Katnas. Right after that, we lose all the milas. Everything's given to us by Matana. Everything's given to us as a total gift. We get all the milas of Gadlus Rishon, Gadlus Sheni. The highest madrigas we get is all the Matana given to us. And then after that, we lose it because it's only Lafisha. It's not a fully incorporated level of simcha that we're able to be fully happy because we deserve to be happy and we're able to incorporate everything. Again, this is our avodah that we're trying to get to on Lel HaSeder. We're trying to be maskil benusim esayim b'shevach, but Klai Yisrael wasn't there yet, and we're not there yet on Lel HaSeder. Alkin, os trichin levarech mani yagam anacha. You have to run away from yagam anacha. Shemichin is chametz v'sa'ar. Chametz and sa'ar are, like we said, that's the idea of yagam anacha. That's the idea of sadness. Ve'isurim b'bal yirah b'al yamatz. You have to run away as far as possible from anything that's going to make you sad on Pesach. Why? Because I'm not yet capable of going ahead and drawing the chametz in. I'm not yet capable of going ahead and drawing those people that are outside the circle into the circle of happiness. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is when somebody's standing on the side and he's making fun of the people dancing, the only Eitzah is run as far as you could away from those people. The parts of yourself, the inner parts of yourself that are making you not happy, run as far away as you could, because that's the first stage. The first stage of happiness is I need to escape from those parts of me that are making me feel depressed. And I have to go ahead and make sure that Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzah, ignore them completely. The Bal Yisar, Yogav Anach, Chas V'Shalom, Potech Sam Chaseinu. I don't want those parts of me that are sad to get involved and to ruin the Simcha. And therefore Pesach night and the whole Pesach have to eat just matzah and achametz. Aval. But then what happens? Then Shavuos comes along. Sha'oz matan Torah. Va'oz simcha v'shleimus. Matan Torah, that's the shleimus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Rav Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the reason why we're getting out of Mitzrayim is tavdan selikim lahar hazeh. We're getting out to be able to get to the place of simcha. B'yayim chasanasai u'b'yayim simcha sliboy. Zak chazal, what's b'yayim simcha sliboy? is Zuma and Torah. But as the Sitra Achron, Nichlas, the Gamri Mekol Vakol, Kisosha Amdal Sinai, Pasko Zumasan, we got to the level of Adam Rishon Kaidam Achet before they got to the level of Atzvin Teichel Lenu. And then Memelev Alken Azabishwus, Mitzvah Lenu, Lahavish the Alechem, the Carbon, the Chametz Daika. Kadu Litvais, Lachriach as a Yagam Anacha, Shubachin is Chamashi, is Hapek, the Simcha, the Kedusha, the Chinas Sasan, the Yagan. What takes place after Pesach? Not just what takes place after Pesach is not just that I'm able to go ahead and be happy about the Geula. What takes place, the Shlemus of Pesach comes on Shavuos, and then not only am I able to go ahead and be able to eat the matzah, I'm able to go ahead and eat the chametz in a way that that's the carbon. In a way that that's the carbon that I'm able to go ahead and bring because that's incorporated into the carbon, right? The Zohar Kaddish very famously asks that if chametz is so bad, we talked the whole Pesach about a chametz is gaiva, chametz is taiva, chametz is connected to the Sar Shabbat Yisrael. So if chametz is so bad, how do you eat chametz on Matzah Pesach? Everybody runs and everybody buys a slice of pizza, Matzah Pesach. In fact, the Zohar Kaddish is the worst thing in the world. We just spent the whole past 7-8 days talking about how terrible chametz is, and then Matzah Pesach, every from year, it goes and buys, eats a slice of pizza. You just told me matzah is gaiva. Matzah Taiva, Matzah Sar Shabbat Yisrael, all the Yetzar is the Indian of the Indian of Chametz. So how are you eating it? Matzah Pesach. Zakta Zohar HaKadosh, at the beginning of Pesach, during the days of Pesach, you can't eat it. Why? Because again, if you eat the chametz during the days of Pesach, it's going to overtake you. Because the chametz represents the ideas of sadness that are going to overtake the simcha that you have. Once you go through the first stage of simcha, once you go through, like Rabbi Nachman telling us, Rabbi Nachman tells us in Torah Chav Gimel, once you go through the first stage of being able to be really besimcha over the good in your life, then you're able to go ahead, and now you're able to say, now I can go ahead, now I can incorporate the bad, now I can incorporate the chametz, now I can go ahead to that part of myself that's yogan and anacha, that part of myself that's a sadness, and now I have the strength. I just worked myself, I ate matzah for 7-8 days, I ate matzah in a way that I incorporated, I ingested the idea of amunah, the idea of simcha, and now I can go ahead, and now I'm not afraid of the chametz anymore. Now I'm not afraid of going ahead and opening up those parts of myself, and now I can go ahead and focus on this. And again, a lot of it takes place in therapies, a lot of this avoda that a person needs to go ahead in order to be able to focus on the traumas that they've gone through in the past. The only way they can do that is when they find themselves in a healthy place. A person's not, doesn't find themselves on standing on stable ground to go ahead and to deal with their past traumas can overtake a person and destroy a person completely. The only way to do that is first, you have to be on somewhat stable ground. You have to be in a place which is you're stable, a place where you feel good about where you are right now. And then from a place of healthiness, now I can go ahead, now I can revisit my old traumas, now I can revisit all of the parts of myself that are yagan and anacha. Now I can go ahead and look at them in a brand new light, and I can go ahead and incorporate them in a way that's healthy, incorporating them in a way that I recognize I'm able to go ahead and look at them with compassion, able to look at them in a way which is proper, and I'm able to draw all of them in. That's the process that a person goes through. Every year goes through Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach means I have to ignore the bed. I can't focus on the bed. Again, we try Maschal B'nusim Masayim B'shevach, but I can't really focus. I have to stay as far away from Chametz as possible. Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzah. Mamash and Isser, not to have it, to see it, to have any Shaychas to it. It's totally Tashbisu, totally, I have to totally get rid of it. Then it comes Shavuos. Shavuos, I say, I'm not running away anymore. Shavuos, I say, I don't need to run away from my pain. Shavuos, I say, I can go ahead and I can face my pain in a way which is proper. I can look at my pain. I can look my pain in the eye and say, I'm going to bring you to the Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to bring the Shei Alechem to the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm not afraid of you anymore. Up until now, I was running away from you. I was running away like Klai, so I was running out of Mitzrayim. I needed to run away from everything that's chasing me, everything that's bad in my life. I needed to stay as far away as possible because I'm nervous that if I go out and focus on it, it's going to get in the way of my happiness. Come Shavuos, comes the Shleimus of Pesach, Vitzias Mitzrayim, Tavdan Eselakim Al Harazeh. Now I say I can have real simcha. Now I say I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid that when I'm dancing, the guy that's standing on the side is going to schlep me down and make me not be interested in dancing. Now I say, no, I'm not afraid of you. I know that I have the koyach. I'm so besimcha that I'm not afraid you're going to share my simcha. I know that I can go ahead and incorporate you into my simcha. I know that I can go ahead and be mashpia on you and incorporate you into my simcha. The avoda of Shavuos is the avoda of the shtei alechem, incorporating those parts that are sad, those parts that are chametz, those parts that are yogam v'anacha. I can chase after them and say, you're coming with me to the Beis Hamikdash. You're part of the carbon itself. Zaktiv Nasan, and that's why we find the Al Kain, La Asad Lavai, Sha'az Tigadal La Simcha Ma'id, then La Asad Lavai is the ultimate state of Simcha, the ultimate place of Simcha, as a Kola Kabanis Batalin, like the Medrash says in Vayikra, Kol HaKabanis B'Teilin, Chutz MeKarban Toida. All the Kabanis are going to be batel, except for the Karban Toida. Why? Ki about Toida, what is the unique about the Karban Toida? Similar to the Karban that's brought in Shavuos of Shtei Alechem, but even more unique is that the Karban Toida has Chametz and Matzah inside of it. It has these two aspects of it. What is Chametz and Matzah? Chametz and Matzah are Stira. You can't put Chametz and Matzah in the same place. You're either a Chametz Yid or you're a Matzah Yid. Zakhtir Nasan Erno, La Asid Lovai, the Shlemus of the Karban Toida. Karban Toida means to thank the Rabban Shalom. The Shlemus of the Karban Toida is that I bring both of them together, not just Chametz and not just Matzah. Not just the regular matzah, if I care, I'm able to incorporate them both in one carbon. I bring both matzah and chametz. I'm able to say, this is what Mashiach is. This is what Geula really means. Geula means kibbe simcha seitzeyu. Geula means that I'm able to get the shlemis of simcha. The shlemis of simcha means that I go back to those years of tzar, those years of gullus, and I say, yinu kacholman. Now I'm able to look back and I'm able to recognize not just that I got out of gullus, but I'm able to recognize that all of gullus was itself the greatest things. As far as Taitch in the pasuk of Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomer Alekechem, that we say in Shabbos Nachmu, that what's a double lashon of Nachmu, Nachmu? Right? Say Nachmu, Ami, Yomer Alekechem. Nachmu, Nachmu. The Svarim Taitch is one Nechama, the Rosh Hashem is going to take us out of gullus. We're going to say, Rosh Hashem, it's not enough. Besides, he took us out of gullus, but we're in gullus for 2,000 years. Do you know that Tzar, Ruchnis, and Gashmis, that Klaisel has been through for 2,000 years? Zok Rosh Hashem, the second level of Nechama is we're going to look back to 2,000 years and we realize it was the greatest 2,000 years that Klaisel ever had. We realize that there was all the Hatava, the Rosh Hashem, we realize that all of that was good. That's the carbon title. The carbon title of La'asid Lavai is Chametz and Matzah. Matzah represents the Simcha. Chametz represents that I can draw the parts of myself that are Yogan Va'anacha, I draw them into the circle. I can bring all the traumas, all the sadnesses, all the brokenness, I can incorporate that into the place of the carbon toida, and I'm able to go ahead and bring it into the circle. That's what's going to take place. What's going to take place? What's the chilek between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Geula Asida? Even though it says running the flow, it's going to be similar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chilek is like the pasuk in Yeshayah says, when it comes to the Geula Asida, we're not running out. Running out means that I'm running away from something. Means that I'm not fully capable of going ahead and walking out and incorporating all of myself into the Simcha. So when we left Mitzrayim, we weren't at the place of the Shlemis of Simcha. We didn't deserve the level of Simcha. We weren't at the place of Shavuos yet, and therefore we're running away. Who are we running away from? Running away from the Mitzrayim inside of us. Running away from that parts of ourselves that were still connected to Yagam Anacha. Running away from the 210 years that Klai Yisrael spent in Mitzrayim. That was the sadness that we're running away from. When it comes to the Geula Hasida, we're not running anymore. When it comes to the Geula Hasida, we're going to walk out proudly. We're going to walk out slowly. All the parts of it, all the baggage that we have, we're going to bring with us to Mitzrayim in a way that we're very proud of it. We're not going to have to go ahead and leave anything. We're not going to have to throw anything off. We're going to walk to the place of Geula Asida in a way. We're not running out. We're walking out with all of the parts of ourselves. At that place, it's going to be Yogan and Anacha. He's going to turn it to Simcha. Then it's going to be a Hepech, Mamash Venahapachu, the ultimate Venahapachu. And therefore, the main carbon that's going to be then is on the carbon Toida. Why? Because that's the carbon that has within it Chametz and Matzah. And therefore, the main carbon that's going to be then is like the Svarim HaGadoshim talk about the fact that Shavuos is a yontif that's one day, at least in Chutz Laretz, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it's a yontif which is one day, and one day, Yom Echad, represents V'hai Hashem L'melech Al Kol Haaretz B'Yom Ahu, and that day B'Yom Ahu represents the idea of Shavuos. Shavuos is a me'ain of La'asad Lavi. Shavuos is the simcha that we experience by Matan Torah, is a me'ain of the simcha of La'asad Lavi. Therefore, in Shavuos and La'asad Lavi, both of those karbanos are brought with the inyan of chametz as well. Akan and mevi'in by karban mechametz daika kedei lichtoif litvois is yagan l'teicha simcha lahapech meyagan the simcha. Therefore, the avoida of La'asad Lavi, the avoida of Shavuos, is this avoida of Chametz and Matzah coming together, the avoida of drawing all of it into the same place where I'm not running away, b'chlal, from the place of Chametz, Fakarat. I'm able to go ahead and draw it in. And again, every Yid feels this a little bit of Matzah Pesach. You're able to go out and after eating Matzah for 7 days, 8 days, after feeling that Simcha, I'm now able to go out and eat a slice of pizza and I can draw the Chametz in. I can draw the Yagan and the Nacha into the place. Again, the Shlemis that comes on Shavuos, but after going ahead and eating the bread, the matzah, which goes ahead and gives us a refuah from the place of Yagan and Anacha, refuah from the place of Atzvos, I can then go ahead and eat the lechem in a way that the lechem is not the lechem of Adam Rishon, it's not the lechem of Atzvon Teichalena. This is the lechem that I'm able to go ahead and able to be eaten properly. Like we say in Eishes Chayim, lechem Atzlos loy seichel, lechem Atzlos and Atzvos, like the Baal Tanya writes, Atzlos and Atzvos both come from the Yisayt of Afra. They both come from the same place. The reason why a person feels Atzlos, he feels lazy, is because he feels depressed. The more depressed the person is, the lazier person feels. The avoida of La'asad Lavi, the avoida of the ultimate Eishes Chayim, lechem Atzlos loy seichel. Not eating the bread of lazy people. We're eating the bread of Simcha, not the bread of Adam Rishon Acharachet, but the bread of Koidem Achet, the bread that the Chazal say, that there were gluskois, there were loaves of bread that were growing on the trees that took place by Adam Rishon Koidem Achet, going to take place to Asad Lavi. That's the ultimate Shlemus of Simcha that a person is going to be able to get to La Asad Lavi. Memela Zaktim Nasin. This is why you find Vzebechinas Eser Mitzvahs Anegim and Nehegis Bepas. This is why you find the Chazal say that there are 10 mitzvahs that you do with the pas prior to going ahead and eating the pas. It's brought down in the Shabur, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. There's 10 mitzvahs from the time of Lesachsim Shar B'dishay, from the time that you go out and you plow the field, all the way in time that you take challah, which is the last one of the 10 mitzvahs. There are 10 mitzvahs that could be done in the Sidur de Pas, 10 mitzvahs that take place. And therefore, Zak Chazal, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, there are therefore 10 words in the Baruch HaMaisi. Baruch HaTa Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? People do this when they count for a minion, instead of saying the typical way. Some people do the bracha of Amaitzi, because the bracha of Amaitzi has 10 words in it as well. The bracha of Amaitzi. Zakta Shulchan Aruch, why 10 words in Amaitzi? Because 10 words in Amaitzi represent the 10 mitzvahs that take place in Sidur the Pas. Why? Ki b'kol hashana chametz mutter. The whole year round, chametz is mutter. K'movi b'zer, like we just mentioned the zer, two, 3 minutes ago. Why? Why is chametz mutter the whole year, even though chametz is yagan and anacha, chametz is depression. Once I have the vaccine, once I have the vaccine of the matzah, once I have the medication of the matzah, I can go out and eat chametz. I'm not afraid of the chametz. I'm not afraid to look at the pain and the sadness and the suffering, because I can look at it from the place of mitzvah, from the place of matzah. And therefore, us the tztavnu, eser mitzvahs bepas, once I've gone ahead and I've eaten the matzah, I can then go ahead and eat the chametz. I can then go ahead and eat the pas. Now, pas contains within it 10 mitzvahs. The 10 mitzvahs, Zaktam Nasan, represent the 10 mina negina, which we've been discussing for the past few months already. The 10 types of song that David HaMelech had in Tehillim, which is the ultimate level of simcha that a person is able to get. And therefore, even though we're eating, once I can go ahead and I ate the matzah on Pesach, then I can go ahead and eat the lechem in a way that I'm able to draw in the sorei mina negina, the 10 types of negina, into the place of simcha. And I'm able to go ahead, and the bread itself is that level of simcha as well. I can go ahead and eat in a way of simcha. Therefore, that is the tikkun alzeh, that tikkun that I'm able to go ahead and eat b'simcha, is a tikkun that takes place on Leil HaSeder. And again, like we mentioned, the avodah of Leil HaSeder is the avodah of simcha, specifically achilah b'simcha, and specifically to go out and eat the matzah in a way that then allows me to then be able to go out and eat chametz. And that's really the whole avodah of Leil HaSeder, the whole avodah of Pesach, is that I'm eating the matzah, I'm ingesting that vaccine, I'm ingesting that, that medication, which will then allow me to be able to go ahead and to face the challenges, to face the suffering, to face the pain that I've been through, and to face it in a way that I'm not afraid of it. And not only am I not afraid of it, I can go out and incorporate it into that circle of simcha, incorporate it into that dance, and I'm able to be the bread that heals me, that heals all parts of me, that's able to be kol atzmoisei tamar na'ashemi kamoicha. That's the ultimate level of what takes place. And again, the shleimus, if it happens on Shavuos, the ultimate shleimus, if it happens on Asad Lavai, but every year it begins going through this process already on Leil HaSeder, this avoida of going ahead and drawing in the halach ma'anya, the maskav gnosim sayim b'shevach, all of that takes place already on Leil HaSeder. And again, he's marach a little bit more to the Indian of Pas, but that's the ikar of what we need for now, and that's the ikar of the avoid of Leil HaSeder, to go ahead and to recognize that by eating the matzah in a way which is proper, eating the matzah which brings the simcha, we're then able to go ahead and get to the shleimus of simcha, which takes place in Shavuos, b'yom chasanasa, b'yom simchas libay, to draw on all the parts of ourselves to the place of simcha.